something happening here. But what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speaking their minds are getting so much resistance from behind. Time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
What a field day for the heat. Liberal vagrants in the street.
Singing songs and a carrying
sign. Oh man, what a timely song though, right? Buffalo Springfield. What's that sound? Look at all the, look at all these varmints on the ground. These dirty sewer rats on the ground, yeah. Oh, man, Pain in the Morning. Pain in the Morning, Wednesday, 8/19. You know it's a long month when you got to check the date. Forget what date it is. What day it is and what date it is. Stop. Hey, what's that sound? I've been locked up for like 30 weeks. It's coming up on that, isn't it? Was it 180 days? That's 26 weeks. Something like that, right? A lot of stuff going on. Big Wednesday podcast coming later. We'll be breaking some news on that one. Little preamble for the next story we'll be talking about, but why chat you up a little bit, we'll play this. Can only guess who's up next. Just got done doing the More Pain show over on patreon.com/truepundit and subscribestar.com/truepundit. The More Pain show, I don't know, that one went a long time, 2.5-3 hours. Start talking, start shooting shit, and you just can't stop. So many different things to talk about. My God, there's no lack of stories to talk about. But we appreciate the support we get on patreon.com/truepundit and subscribestar.com/truepundit. Subscriber-only areas. Subscriber-only benefits. I got big plans for those platforms. It's going to be an interesting fourth quarter, so to speak, of 2020 and onward. Thank you for your support there. If you can jump in there and support us directly, hey, we're all for it. We'll stretch it out like we always do. Crazy day of news and yesterday and today with the Big Wednesday podcast coming. We're breaking some news on the FBI and DOJ. As soon as I got off the More Pain show, it's about 10:30 Eastern Standard Time. Boom, right back on the phone, West Coast. Spooks on the West Coast. Chatting me up, firming some stories up. That's how it is. You know, this business, it's feast or famine. When things are rolling, you gotta keep it rolling. Sometimes you go on a roll. We're on like a 4-year roll. It's a hell of a roll in this business. Believe me. Knock on wood. Because this business is a bitch, as the Rolling Stones would say. Speaking of that, Michelle Obama, children are, quote, torn from their families and thrown into cages. Her husband is the one who built the cages. for these kids. She's talking about illegal aliens. Let's see, what song can we pick for Michelle Obama talking about cages, irrelevant to cages? Oh, here's a song from the group song Ain't No Rest for the Wicked. That kind of applies to her, by a group called Cage the Elephant. Oh, boy. Sometimes the song fits like a glove. And the title and the band, here we go. Oh, boy. We're starting off with a bang here from Cage the Elephant. What? I didn't say anything about her. I'm just saying the band name, Cage the Elephant. Ain't No Rest for the Wicked. I didn't say anything disparaging about her. If people read between the lines, I can't stop them from doing that. My God. Everybody's a goddamn critic out there. Former First Lady Michelle Obama claimed on Monday night that the Trump administration was taking children from their families and throwing them in cages. But she failed to mention that her husband, former President Barack Obama, was the one who built the cages. Michelle Obama claimed that, quote, "Right now, kids in this country are watching in horror as children are torn from their families and thrown into cages." Really? What station's that on? Is that a new show on Netflix? Oh, yeah, that's a show. Is that the show about Jeffrey Epstein? No, oh, I'm sorry, I got mixed up. Michelle's mark was just one of many false and misleading statements that she made during her speech at the Democratic National Convention, also known as Comic-Con. I added that part in. That wasn't part of the story, in case you're wondering. Associated Press said that Michelle Obama's remarks were a frequent and distorted point made widely by Democrats. But what she did not say is that the very same cages were built and used in her husband's administration for the same people of holding and purpose of holding migrant kids temporarily. AP reported Trump used facilities that were built during the Obama-Biden administration to house children at the border. They are chain link enclosures inside border facilities where migrants were temporarily housed, separated by sex and age. She's got it. Michelle, how angry is this woman toward this country and white people? I mean, wow. I mean, come on, guys. Let's call it like we see it. You can spot a racist a mile away, right? No matter what color they are. This woman has some serious issues with this country and everything about it. And white folks, I mean, Jesus, every time you turn around, it's like a problem. They love her. Liberals love her, media loves her. It's crazy. Thank you to Cage the Elephant, Ain't No Rest for the Wicked. Very prophetic song. Virginia Democrat charged with multiple felonies for her alleged role in destroying the statue. What do we got for this? Oh, I'll play a little bit of this for her. This broad knows what's coming her way. Sheriff John Brown. State Senator Louise Lucas, of course she's a Democrat from Portsmouth, is facing two felony charges for alleged role in the toppling of a Confederate statue in Portsmouth at the start of the summer. This must be Virginia, right? Virginia Democrat, right? Portsmouth Police Chief Angela Green said the charges are a result of a weeks-long investigation into the June 10th incident, which left a local man critically injured after the statue fell on him during a protest. Well, I mean, residents of Virginia and other places around the country should be used to bad things happening to them when Democrat lawmakers get together and do stupid things. It's not the first person's life she fucked up, I can guarantee you that. Lucas and six others including a NAACP leaders and a local school board member, were charged with conspiring to commit a felony injury to a public monument in excess of $1,000. Green said on Monday, the incident that Lucas was charged in appears to have happened on June 10th when a man was seriously injured after the statue hit him on the head as it fell over. He was a Democrat, statue hit him on the head, now he's a Republican. Demonstrators beheaded the four Confederate statues before pulling one down using a tow rope Wednesday night at the Portsmouth Confederate Monument as police watched. Are these fucking Virginia hillbillies going nuts? Everybody's got a tow rope. You know how you like have a first aid kit in your car? That's part of the first aid kit in Virginia. In your 4x4. You got the tow rope? No, I got chains. God damn. All right, we on now. A protester was injured as the statue fell, hitting him on the head. How many times are you going to fucking say that? Whoever wrote this story got hit on the head with a statue, too. Louis Gibbs, a vice president of the Portsmouth NAACP, said the man, who was in his 30s, lost consciousness. It's like anybody else that comes in contact with Democrats. The man's head was cut open, and he was transported to the hospital. Yeah. You can see what happened, though. They're like, yeah, he's not dead. Why are we getting charged? He knew the risks. He's out here with Democrats. It was his tow rope. It's his fault. Jackie Childs is sweeping in. He's going to run some tests on that tow rope. Michigan College will digitally track students' movements at all times. I mean, if they tried to ship back when we were going to college, there'd be a pile of rubble. The administration building would be a pile of matchsticks. But most students are very go along with these things. And it's just the way it is. So I don't even think we have a song for this. What the hell song do you play for this? All in a day. This is good, little Joe Strummer. It is. It's all in a day in college. All in a day in college. Getting pushed around, treated like a lab rat. The colleges I went to tried this shit. Didn't work out for them, I tell you that. Hey, ho, hey. It's the acid test. Joe Strummer and the Mescaleros. It's one of my favorite ones from these guys. The way it kicks in. This is like a get out of bed song. It's got a Clash feel to it. Michigan College is requiring students to download a phone app that tracks their location and private health data at all times in an attempt to protect them from the coronavirus. The fun we could have with this. I would have tied my cell phone to one of the fraternity dogs that roamed around campus. Really confused the shit out of these Poindexters and the school administration. Son of a bitch is all. This guy can move fast. He's hanging out at fire hydrants, drinking out of mud puddles. This guy's a real animal. He's got a drinking problem. He's drinking out of mud problem. Mud puddles. Albion College. Where the fuck is this place at? Located in Albion, Michigan. Oh, you remember Albion College, the fight song? It's one of the first schools in the country to tackle contact tracing. It's also one of the first schools in America to burn down. I'm sorry, that was a prophecy. School's working to create a COVID bubble on campus. School's led by an administration of COVID bubble heads and asking students to stay within the school's 4.5-mile perimeter for the entire semester. Oh, so it's prison now, except you pay. That's fucked up. At least you, when you go to prison, you get 3 squares a day and a cot, cable TV, and a library. Here, for free. Here you gotta pay. You get free healthcare in prison, too. You're not paying 50 grand a year. Be locked up. 4.5-mile perimeter. These pricks better get a bigger place. You want me to stay there? How are you supposed to get in a high-speed chase? 4.5 miles. You can't even lead the police on a good chase.
Mildred, why does he say that stuff? It sounds like he was an idiot in college.
If a student leaves campus, the app will notify the administration and the student could be temporarily suspended. The fuck is this? This isn't an app. This is an ankle bracelet. Are these people out of their fucking minds? And you would send your kids to this shitbox? And pay for this? So they can get out in debt and not have a job? You know what happens if you get suspended enough. Take it from me, I know. You get expelled. You know what happens to your tuition money when you get expelled? It's in the clause. You don't get it back. They keep it. Cha-ching! Yeah, don't worry, baby. Your credit is good. Don't worry, baby. Your credit is good. We kicked your ass out of here and keeping your money for good. See, I see the angles right away. Boom, boom, boom. That's how I see the angles. Albion's reopening plan has sparked blowback from students and parents who are expressing concern and what they view as an invasion of privacy. The father of an Albion student said he is upset that he must choose between keeping his daughter home from school or signing off on a university-sanctioned invasion of privacy. Though students are required to remain on campus, professors and administrators are not. Oh, of course. Boy, this is really going to cut into some of those professors who are trying to score with the co-eds. You have to sneak them off campus. When asked about the potential loophole in its COVID bubble, the school declined to comment. This is getting good. We'll go back with Joe Strummer and the Mescaleros. Get down, Moses. This is like Get Down, Moses. Remember Moses tried to get out of the desert, Exodus? Yeah, like it was 40 years they kept him in the desert? Albion College trying to keep their kids on campus for good. Albion College / prison. Let me tell you something. I was in school. Administration said there's too much off-campus drinking and on-campus drinking, and we need to crack down. But they did it, like, post-haste. There was no, like, warning. Where if you really had a drinking problem, that you could come down off the alcohol. They did a crackdown. The police were raiding fraternity houses and stuff. We turned that fucking place upside down. You think I caused trouble on here? You didn't know me in college. I was a problem. We turned that place upside down, and we let them know we run this fucking place. We pay, we play. We'll go to school and all that bullshit too, but when we start drinking, don't come snooping around here. And it was a battle. It was a battle, and it got ugly. And we fucking won, by the way. That's how we rolled. Don't let people push around ever, especially when you're paying the bill. Who the fuck are these people? Kids, if you're out there listening, don't take shit from these people. You're paying the bill. There's over 3,000 colleges in the United States. Find one that's not a prison. Coronavirus testing will be required upon arrivals to campus. It's unclear how many follow-up tests the university will mandate. But the results will be stored on Albion's tracking app. Oh, that's good. That's not a HIPAA violation or anything. I'm sure Albion will have a secure app, too. The guy working in the maintenance department will be logging everything. The maintenance guy, the guy who works on the wires and electrical, he's going to have access to everybody's information, too. Returning students must also sign a form authorizing the disclosure of their test results to the county, state, or any other government entity, as may be required by law. Though the school told the Free Beacon that the state and county officials are not collecting information from the app. Oh, yeah, sure they won't. Don't have to collect it when these fucking tyrants from Albion send it to them. Can you, if you're a parent out there and you're paying for this, you're a fucking dummy. First of all, your kid's not going to get a job when they get out of the shit box. I'll be, anytime you, believe me, I know. Anytime somebody says, where'd you go to college? And you say Albion or wherever, and they say, where's that? Those two words, where's that, means you're at the bottom of the fucking pile. Where's that at means you didn't work hard enough in high school. I said to break it to you. Where'd you go to school at? Columbia. Oh, where's your school at? Rutgers. Oh, Rutgers. Oh. Right? If it's where's that at, you're fucked. You really got to work double hard. In addition to downloading the app, students must undergo a mandatory 3-day quarantine after the move back to campus. That's not bad. 3 days. I've done that for alcohol poisoning. 3 days when I was banned from the dining hall for 2 weeks. I went on a hunger strike my freshman year. They threw me out of the dining hall. We won't go into that. That got crazy. They will be given a list of approved businesses to frequent and must fill out an online form 5 days in advance if they plan to leave for approved activities, such as medical appointments, religious obligations, and significant family obligations. Well, they also have to probably sign a waiver guaranteeing that no one in their family will die, so they... You said no one would die, so you can't leave campus. These people are fucked up. Where's this shit box at? Michigan. Let me guess who's going to be the president of this in a couple months. Gretchen. Governor Gretchen, this is where she's going to land. After she crashes and burns her political career. According to emails from the university obtained by the Free Beacon, students who fail to comply with these guidelines will be locked out of their dorms and other on-campus buildings. Students can be temporarily suspended if they fail to comply with protocol. Well, here's a little tip for you guys who get locked out of your dorms. A crowbar or a screwdriver can take care of that. And if you really get crazy like we did in our dorm, before they closed our whole fucking dorm down. They shut our dorm down after freshman year, and they did it on purpose to break us up. They said we were a mob and a cartel. What they do is they try to lock everybody out. You take the doors off, you take the hinges off, and put the door to the side, right? And you put beads on front of your door or whatever. And everybody doesn't have doors then. So it's an open policy. So they can't lock anybody down. It's been done. College students are usually pretty creative. And you have to get creative when you're dealing with communists. I know. We lived it. And you can win. Because you have more time than they do. But this is crazy. I mean, you're just asking for trouble when you sign on to this stuff. You know what it is? I'm telling you, it's a cash grab. You're going to fuck up. You're going to go off campus, right? They're going to suspend you. They suspend you second time. That's it. Three times. And they take your money, your tuition money. And they don't have to do anything and they cash in. I've seen it happen. I know a couple guys. Might be one of them. So good luck with that. What a fucking nightmare. Wow. That's probably... Well, it's not, I don't know if that's against the law. I don't know. That sounds very strange. It's almost being run like a prison. Why would you want to go there? They're getting me fired up. Might have to go to a graduate. You know, that'd be a fun place to visit. Road trip?
I'll be right back.
Excuse me.
Can I help you?
Well, I'm here to pick up my date. Could you ring Fawn Leibowitz for me?
Fawn Leibowitz? Just a minute. Hello, Shelley. This is Brunella at the desk. Could you come down here? Now. Because a boy just came in to pick up Fawn, that's why. Thank you.
Is she coming down?
Her roommate is. Fawn isn't here. She... Would you excuse me a minute? Hi, I'm Shelley Dubinsky, Fawn's roommate.
Hi, I'm Frank Lyman from Amherst, Fawn's fiancé.
Her.
Well, actually, we're engaged to be engaged. What's the matter with everyone around here?
Why don't we sit down, Frank?
Sure.
I don't know how to tell you this, so I'm just going to tell you. Fawn's dead.
She's dead? Did she put you up to this? Oh, that minx. What a lively sense of humor. Sophomore dies in kiln explosion? Oh, my God.
Oh, I'm terribly, terribly sorry, Frank.
I just talked to her last week. She was going to make a pot for me.
He had some dates for my friends, too. What a movie, Animal House. Might be time for a little road trip up to Albion College. Get the band back together. We have to do a GoFundMe for bail money before we get up there, though. Thomas Paine podcast live at Albion. It's the Hotel California. You can check in, but you can never leave. Jesus Christ, what has happened to this country? Okay, so we're going to go into a couple stories here about civil unrest. So, I think I'm just going to play some, what do we got here? We're going to run the gauntlet around the country, civil unrest, So we'll play some Helter Skelter, different versions of Helter Skelter. That's all on the Thomas Paine podcast playlist, patreon.com/truepundit, subscribestar.com/truepundit. All the songs we play, even the ones we don't that we pick for the show, as I pick on the fly. There's no rhyme or reason to half the things we do here. We just rock and roll. Start out with a little Pat Benatar.
We got one more before we go. It's up to new reckoning with you. Young enough to remember the Beatles, it's Helter Skelter.
Rioters attack, injure multiple cops in residential Portland neighborhood. Quote, kill a cop, save a life, unquote. All you kids out there, I don't know what the hell's going on today with Nicki Minaj and... What the hell happened there? Change gears on me, Rob Zombie. We'll get to you, Rob. Fucking relax. Why is that cutting out? For you kids out there that Nicki Minaj and Cardi B and all these people. I don't know what kind of planet, what kind of spaceship these bird brains dropped out of. You want to listen to some rock and roll, put on a little Pat Benatar. Cardi B. Sounds like a fucking vitamin supplement.
Now, what you need is some vitamin B12 and some Cardi B. Oh, is that good? Yeah, that's good. Maybe some vitamin E.
Police officers in Portland were violently attacked on Saturday night by far-left extremists who damaged property and used numerous weapons against law enforcement. Officials said, as the city faced enough violence, roughly 80 days of riots and mayhem. The Portland Police Department said the crowd of hundreds marched to the Penumbra Kelly Building, which houses the County Sheriff's Office and Portland Police Bureau. The building is in the residential neighborhood and is surrounded by hundreds of homes. The Portland Police Department said that the rioters chanted, "Kill a cop, save a life." What do we want? Justice. When do we want it? Now. If we don't get it, burn it down. These chants, they need help. Maybe the DNC can run a contest. Communist chant contest. The department said that officers reported members of the crowd were launching mortars at the police and cars well back in the police department parking lot, followed by thrown objects as the rioters started to trespass on the property. I don't think trespassing is a big problem when they're shooting munitions at you and projectiles. At least two officers were hospitalized after being struck with large rocks from the rioters, including one that weighed nearly 10 pounds. That's not a rock. That's a fucking... that's a kettlebell. Who launches a rock that's 10 pounds? Have you seen these guys? They can't pick up a rock that's 2 pounds. Police said that by the time they were putting out their press release outlining the night's attacks, there had been over 60 calls for police help that were on hold because the police were busy responding to the far-left rioters who were attacking them. This is what happens when you let these street vagrants, street urchins, and gutter snipes, when you let them run your city. For years, this has been going on. They've been building their ranks. Terrible, terrible policing out there. It's not even policing. It's like, it's ridiculous what's happened out there. Oh, boy. At least 30 people shot, 7 dead over the weekend in Democrat-controlled Philly. Now we'll play some Rob Zombie and Marilyn Manson. Back to Helter Skelter. This is the Helter Skelter stretch of the Thomas Paine podcast. Pain in the Morning. If you haven't seen Zombie in concert, this dude's moves around pretty well for an old guy. Always entertaining. At least 30 people were shot, 7 fatally, over the weekend in Democrat-controlled Philadelphia. NBC Philadelphia reports there were 25 shootings that left behind more than 30 victims. Fatal and non-fatal combined. 25 people were wounded in the shootings, while another 7 were killed. The weekend violence included gunfire at a block party around 11:30 p.m. Saturday. 5 people were injured in that shooting, and police were already on the scene when it occurred, having been tipped off about the block party by social media posts.
There's people having a party here. There could be trouble.
Yep, there's trouble. 6ABC reported Philadelphia Police Commissioner Daniel Outlaw. Anybody see something that doesn't fit there? Commented on the incident, saying,
there were a lot of people out here. We do believe that someone knows who the shooters were and could possibly help us in identifying, figure out exactly what happened.
No, you think so? You think somebody knows who the shooters are? Another bird brain. Police Commissioner. Outlaw did not speculate on the number of gunmen, but said shell casings from several weapons were found on the scene. No shit, you think there were a lot of shell casings? 32 people were shot, 7 were killed. You think they used a spear gun? They used the blow darts.
And we found some blow darts.
And some straws.
These guys were serious.
Shell casings. The fuck out of here. Dingbat down there. The city's a toilet. They keep putting these idiots. You have a shanty Irish Mayor Kinney. A real disgrace to all Irish Americans, myself included. Number one. Two, you have a George Soros appointed district attorney. A real communist and sewer rat. Three, you got bird brains like this. As police commissioner. Unqualified people all over the country. Remember the one in Seattle? She had to quit. She couldn't take it. She was all for the mobs until they came to her house. Then she quit. Real tough guy. Instead of going out in the street and cracking heads, she ran away. So, I mean, these people are unqualified, and it shows. Because people today are not promoted by skill set and accomplishments. Look at Kamala Harris. Biden wanted a black woman as a vice presidential candidate. Not the best woman. It's cool if he wants a woman. Pick the best woman, whoever she is. No, didn't happen. She ended up getting the nod. She has no qualifications other than screwing things up. Perfect example of what I'm talking about. This bird brain in Philly is no different. And this is why our cities have become battlefields of patronage, nepotism, and corruption. That's why. And that's why good cops put their papers in to get the hell out. They've had enough. Are we done with Helter Skelter? Oh, I had a little government mule in there too, didn't I? Where's it at? Mr. Haynes, you can't go wrong with that. We'll come back to that song maybe tomorrow because I like that song a lot. Minnesota Democrat governor quietly reverses course on hydroxychloroquine. Mayor Waltz. This guy's been waltzing, all right. Wonder how many people he waltzed into a grave. Now he's all for it. He was against it before he was for it. The John Kerry time. How about waltz? Good waltzing music. Waltz. Emily Strom Waltz in the Dark, or some Goo Goo Dolls. Music you can waltz to. I Googled music you can waltz to, and Iris came up from the Goo Goo Dolls, and we'll go with that. This guy's been waltzing. Fuck's sake, this guy. The decision, which comes 2 weeks after the Ohio Board of Pharmacy reversed an effective ban of its own, was rightfully praised by local healthcare advocates. We are pleased that Governor Tim Waltz lifted the March 27th executive order and the restrictions on chloroquine and hydroxychloroquine, said Twyla Braze, president of Citizens Council for Health Freedom. The reversal by Waltz, a first-term Democrat, if this guy gets reelected, Jesus, clears the way for doctors to prescribe hydroxychloroquine, a drug commonly used to treat malaria and other conditions, but one the FDA has declined to recommend for COVID-19 treatments. The decision is the latest development in the weird saga of arguably... Time to take a drink. My mouth stopped working. Been talking since 8 o'clock at night. Now it's 1:20 in the morning. So what's that? Five and a half hours. Let's try it again. When everything feels like the movies. Yeah, you bleed just to know you're alive. The decision is the latest development in the weird saga of arguably the most divisive drug in modern history. You know why it's divisive? It's not divisive in other parts of the world. It's divisive here because the patent is up. It's generic and it's cheap. And these fucking scumbags who run these pharmaceutical companies, they can't make a killing and beat you over the head and beat the insurance companies over the head. That's why it's divisive, because it's cheap and it works. And the FDA, who won't approve it, they get half of their fucking operating budget from Big Pharma. Doesn't take a genius to figure out what's going on there. One of the positive studies published by the Henry Ford Health System was a large-scale retrospective of six hospitals analyzing 2,500 patients. It found that those treated with hydroxychloroquine alone died at about half the rate of patients not treated with it. Jesus, Fauci right now. He's driving around in his wood-paneled station wagon trying to collect all this. You saw the Dallas Buyers Club? Fauci's in the Fauci Buyers Club trying to take all the cheap treatments off the market so he and his buddies can cash in. A corrupt piece of junk he is. It's unclear if it was the research that prompted Waltz to reverse his March ruling, which ordered the Board of Pharmacists to instruct pharmacists not to issue hydrochloroquine prescriptions unless the diagnosis was appropriate. The reason it's unclear is that Waltz has been mum on why he rescinded the order. There's been no announcement or news stories. Local lawmakers told folks that they have no idea why the reversal had come from Waltz. There's absolutely no transparency here, said Dr. Scott Jensen, a Republican state senator who criticized Waltz's approach. Isn't it nice that your government can tell you what medicines you can and can't take based on the recommendations of a corrupt, rife with corruption, ripe with graft organization like the FDA, under the umbrella of the Health and Human Services, which also is responsible for the CDC, the Fauci Council on Infectious Diseases, whoever the hell, NIAID. The government now tells you what medicines you can and can't take. There's a life-saving medicine and the government can withhold it from you. Tell me again how they have your best interests in mind. I'm curious. The people out there, we're going to trust the government. And, it's been longer than 15 days. But we trust these guys. They care about us. They care about us and they're going to save us. You're smoking crack. You're going to need a lot more medicine. Special investigator in the Smollett case said prosecutor's office lied and abused its discretion. Well, what a surprise. Is anyone surprised? How about Lou Elvis Presley? These guys. I wash my hands in muddy water. You know what that means? That's what these people did. Special investigator for the Jussie Smollett case, Dan Webb, has found that the office of the state's attorney, Kim Fox, two X's, three, one more X, three strikes and you're fucking out, did not commit any criminal offenses in its handling of the case, but that Fox made several misleading statements and abused the discretion of her office. But she didn't break any laws. Isn't that a violation of your public oath? The special investigator sounds like another dope. What, doesn't that sound familiar? When Comey stood up, Hillary Clinton made several key errors and really bad judgment and probably broke the law, but she didn't really break the law. She abused the discretion of her office and made misleading statements. Isn't that what fucking Comey said about Hillary? That's what this guy's saying about Fox. Webb paints a picture of an office in disarray and incompetently managed. The facts that Fox and her people avoided prosecution may have had more to do with Webb's lack of confidence that any convictions would come from the indictments than the innocence of the principals involved. Well, that makes sense in Chicago somewhat. Significantly, Webb did not accuse Fox's office of being influenced by Democratic Party power brokers like Tina Chen, the one-time chief of staff to former First Lady Michelle Obama, and Smollett's sister, Journey, a prominent Democratic Party activist. Maybe this DA is pretty smart. He knows if they charged these people, the jury would be rigged in this corrupt hellhole in Illinois. They would have brought, the jury would have been stacked. They would have brought in Stephen Hawkins, anybody else who would just go along to get along. Christopher Reeve, anybody. Nothing would surprise me in this place. Webb says that Fox lied to the press about not continuing to communicate with Journey Smollett, even after finding out about the case. Also, the two lead prosecutors in the case, acting state attorney Joseph Maggots. That's his fucking name. This guy's name is Maggots. Of course he's a public official. What else was it going to be? A garbage man? And lead prosecutor Risa Lanier had significantly and meaningfully divergent explanations for why the case against Smollett was dropped. Well, state attorney Joseph Maggott, that's a guy you want to invite to your Christmas party. I bet you he's got some stories growing up, that name. Hey, Maggott, get over here. Special Prosecutor Dan Webb laid out a series of operational failures and several false statements by Cook County State Attorney Kim Fox as he announced on Monday the end of his investigation into the handling of hate crime claims by actor Jesse Smollett. Webb said Fox and her staff made false and misleading statements about her declared recusal from the case, about how the Smollett case compared to the others in the court system, about the certainty of a conviction for Smollett, and about the contacts with Smollett's sister, actor Journey Smollett. But Webb also said he did not find evidence that the case was improperly influenced by third parties such as Tina Chen, the one-time chief of staff to former First Lady Michelle Obama, nor did he find evidence that would support criminal charges. Really? Are we supposed to believe this shit? Again, come on. This being Chicago and Kim Fox being a rising Democratic... Oh, is she a rising star? I wasn't aware things could rise in a toilet. Well, I guess some things can. She might be a resemblance to that. No one expected any charges against the state's attorney would be recommended. But as a question of old-fashioned machine influence peddling and political meddling in a criminal case, it shows that things haven't changed much in Chicago, despite numerous quote-unquote reforms attempted over the years. Yeah. Al Capone ran a more honest operation. Smollett attorney Mark Garagos said in a statement Monday, this so-called report on Kim Fox and the timing of the recharging of Jesse reveals the real political electoral motivation of Dan Webb and his cohorts. It's a blatant attempt to take down a black progressive female prosecutor who does not fit within the white power structure. Jesse, a black gay man who maintains his innocence, continues to be used as a pawn. Yeah. What about the... what about the Nigerian brothers? What about Milli Vanilli? How was he a pawn? He sent these guys out to pretend that they threatened him. And they were supposed to be white guys wearing Trump hats. What kind of pawn? What kind of fucked up game of chess are you playing? It's a blatant attempt to take down a black progressive female who doesn't fit into the white power structure. Now, you're the man who wrecked the buffet at the Harrow Club. The report is actually quite damning of Fox's haphazard management of her office. You know, there's a song by Roger Waters called Too Much Rope, but probably stay away from that. It's an interesting song. It's in a playlist. The only punishment for Mr. Smollett was to perform 15 hours of community service that had no relationship to the charged conduct, the report further states. Actually, they actually made Jussie Smollett watch reruns of his show, Empire. That was torture enough. Yeah, that was torture. Actually, that was against the Eighth Amendment that prohibits cruel and unusual punishment? That's what happened here. They made Jussie watch Empire. The office also only required Mr. Smollett to forfeit $10,000 bond as restitution to the city of Chicago, a figure amounting to less than 10% of the $130,000 in police overtime pay the city alleges it paid solely due to Mr. Smollett's false statements to police. Oh, wait a minute. If he made false statements to the police, how is he a pawn?
Jussie, a black gay man, maintains his innocence and continues to be used as a pawn.
Yeah. Yeah, right. Other findings by Webb include the previously unknown fact that the statement of dismissal of charges against Smollett, issued by Fox's office, was written by both the prosecutor and the defense attorney. Webb called that atypical, and Fox's office made blatantly false statements about the $10,000 fine paid by Smollett by claiming it was the most Smollett could have been ordered to pay in restitution under the law, when there was no such cap under the provision of disorderly conduct statute under which Mr. Smollett was charged. They want to zip this son of a bitch up, this case, because Kamala Harris is implicated in this case. I'm telling you, we did a story on it, did very well, and it's not wrong. That's why the FBI came in. FBI brought a guy in named Brad Wing. I know this by memory. A specialist was in this case early. Why was the FBI in this case? He's not a civil rights guy. Think about it. Webb carefully laid out a criminal case against Fox and some in her office, and then refused to recommend indictments. That's the Chicago way of investigating official wrongdoing. And it surprises no one. Webb wasn't supposed to find any criminal activity. He was supposed to justify not indicting anyone. Oh, isn't that what I just said? That he was pulling a Jim Comey? A 2016 Comey? He was, and he did. Another example that there are two sets of rules, ladies and gentlemen. And the beautiful people, the haves, always get away with a slap on the wrist. If that. Where are we at? Where are we at here? Oh, boy. White Stripes. I think I smell a rat. Let's go there. I'm going to take a quick drink. If you indulge me.
Oh, I think I smell a rat. Oh, I think I smell a rat.
Parents say schools have reported them to child services for neglect if their kids miss online classes. What else do we have? Oh, we have Rat Race from the Specials. Let me see how much text is here. I like to split that song. All right, let me do this page, and then we'll go into the Rat Race from the Specials, the song. I love the Specials. It's not licensed, but their song, Free Nelson Mandela, is one of my favorite songs. Some parents in Massachusetts told the Boston Globe they were reported to the state's Department of Children and Families for neglect when the children were absent from remote learning sessions too often in the spring, when they were scrambling to adjust to the new realities of COVID-19. Yeah, congratulations to the Department of Children and Families in Boston, who ignored child after child who was sexually molested by the Catholic Church up there for years. Now, they're on top of the case now, though. Don't worry about it. Kids who don't stare at a computer screen with a mask on, probably they'd be sitting at home wearing a mask. That'll be next. The Department of Children and Families is there to pounce on the parents. Meanwhile, if your kid was molested, it's fucking sick. These people are sick. Let's go to Rat Race and finish the story then. I got on a tyrant. These people are tyrants. Unbelievable. Dozens of parents interviewed by the Globe say schools reported them for potential neglect because of absences without regard for the obvious difficulties of the situation. Massachusetts school officials have reported dozens of families to state social workers for possible neglect charges because of issues related to their children's participation in remote learning classes during the pandemic shutdown in the spring. According to interviews with parents, advocates, and reviews of documents. In most cases, lawyers and family advocates said the referrals were made solely because students failed to log in to class repeatedly. Most of the parents reported were mothers, and several did not have any previous involvement with social services. These fuckers are going to be showing up at your house now. This is why the Second Amendment was put into the Constitution. It's not about protecting you from somebody breaking in your house, although that is a benefit. It's about protecting you from people like this that we've been talking about all day, every day since COVID started. That's why they put the Second Amendment in. We're back to the 1700s. At some point, you might have your mettle tested. You better get your head on straight where you stand. The Globe report cites cases where absences were the result of parents not getting information about how to access the necessary technology, or parents who reached out to the school for assistance in balancing the situation and were not giving any help. Oh, it's just tax dollars at work. This guy's got a hell of a scam going. Now they just take your money and say, fuck you, it's your problem. Oh, really? Why am I paying you money? I'll tell you one thing, me personally, you can goddamn guarantee that I'll be talking to my lawyers about school taxes. That's fucking on my plate for the fall. You don't want to have school? Cool. I'm not paying you fat ass taxes anymore either. I don't want to hear your fucking bullshit song and dance. If you're not teaching, physically teaching in a building, that alters the entire cost structure of operating a school district. Oh, you're going to build a surplus on our tax dollars? I don't fucking think so, pal. You can guarantee my ass will be talking and maybe doing something about it. And you should be too. Don't pay these people a full boat. When they're you're paying yacht prices and these fucking guys are in an 18-foot Boston Whaler. It's insane. It's insane. What else we have? Little bitch from the specials. We'll go into that. We're talking about some little bitches. You talk about school boards and superintendents. In one case, a mother of a special needs child was subjected to a 3-week DCF investigation and a visit from a police officer after her autistic 6-year-old son jumped naked into view of the camera while another child was participating in online class. This happens. Some kids get a little fired up when the camera's on. Special needs. Police officer shows up at the house. What does he do? Grill the kid? What the fuck kind of country are we in? school district should tell the cop if somebody complains or whatever. Kid's got special needs. He's got papers here. Special needs kids have special papers. Right? A plan of how the school is going to treat their disabilities. You don't send the fucking cops to the kid's house. Are you people stupid? Yeah, let's trigger the kid who's probably suffering from anxiety. Let's do that. Again, these guys don't have your best interest in mind. They never did. There are some good people peppered in here. But overall, the system is corrupt as well. Like all the other corruption we're talking about. DCF told the mother, Christy Bruder, that the school had reported an adult man exposing himself on camera. These people are fucked up. These school districts are fucked up, and they're run by tyrants. And this is some bullshit right here. This is a lawsuit. If you're out there, Christy Bruder, or you know her, tell her to lawyer up. Stick these guys. Case was eventually dropped, but Bruder told the Globe that now her daughter doesn't want to log into online class for fear of the family getting in trouble. You see how this works? These are kids, for fuck's sake. Kids. If charges of neglect are upheld by DCF, parents could be at risk of having their children removed from their homes. In most of the cases cited by the Globe, DCF rather quickly found no signs of neglect after review. They come into your house, they could fucking say anything. These people can make up lies all day long. They see something they don't like, they take your kids from you. You better read your amendments. The school district in question told the Globe that reports to DCF are not made solely on the basis of absences, but due to patterns of troubling behavior of circumstances observed during online learning. However, they would not comment on the specifics of the case cited. We've become a country of petty tyrants. Let me tell you what the fuck's happening here, because I know about this. They look for stuff in the background. These pieces of shit who don't care about your kids learning, but they're on a rat squad. You know what? Fuck this. I'm going to play rat because I just feel like listening to some rat while I talk about this, because I might go on a little tirade here and I want to have a little music, and we might as well go with this. Let's fired up and finished on a strong note. They don't care about teaching. They're watching these kids like a hawk to see what they do. They're fucking tyrants. They're rats. They want to see what's happening in the background. The dad comes strolling down in his underwear. Make a note of that. The old man's in shorts or the underwear. I think he was in underwear. No, he was wearing a Speedo. No, he was naked. How can you mistake a six-year-old kid with special needs for an adult? See how they work? Oh, there's something over on that table. It looks like a fucking gun. I think they got a gun. Do a report. Call the cops. Get over there. I saw a gun. They get over there. It's like a toy gun. This has happened. That case already happened. The teacher was doing online learning, and she said she saw a gun. Boom. Cops came over. Big scandal, like the SWAT team. I'm not making this shit up. Listen to this. I'll read this again. Well, you can read it on True Pundit. Under Pain in the Morning, 8:19. It's the last story. You can read the whole story. They're watching patterns of troubling behavior or circumstances observed during online learning. You're not teaching the fucking kids. You're spying on them, you fucking rats. And you know what they're going to do? They'll develop some kind of AI program that'll do this for them. And then it'll flag these reports to school districts that are rat squads that you pay. You pay these motherfuckers. You do. And they're screwing you. Just like all the other people. Wise up. I know there's not a lot you can do, right? But there is. Take the money away. Scare the hell out of them. This is how you handle these teachers and these administrators. You threaten to take the money away. Get a group of your friends, talk to some lawyers, scare the shit out of these guys. They'll run for the hills. You know why? Because they're all about the money. They're all about the money. Collectively. The school, teachers' unions. Give me a break. It's the New Jersey Education Association I covered when I was a reporter in Trenton. This is like a mafia. A cartel. I fucking know. These guys were like a mob trying to deal with these guys. They write a negative story. They're like stalking. Ask any reporter that covers the NEA. It's insane. These guys make Jimmy Hoffa look like a fucking Cub Scout. A country of petty tyrants. You understand what's happening here? But it's the people you're paying that are ratting you out and causing problems in your life. Cut the funding or threaten to cut the funding and watch things change. Can't happen if it's not funded. A lot of this will also, the market will shake a lot of this out as parents move away from this online learning to actual traditional homeschooling, where you get the fucking school district completely out of your hair. And if you're going to be home and you're not going to be working, you have an opportunity to teach your children, not have somebody watching your kids and spying on them, observing them, like you're some piece of crap parent. It's unbelievable. Unfucking believable. We appreciate the folks on patreon.com/truepundit, subscribestar.com/truepundit. We just came off the Moore Payne show a few hours ago for subscribers only. We got the big Wednesday podcast coming later today. Keep an eye out for that. That's going to cause a little bit of a stir. Most of our stuff causes a stir. Not as big of a stir as we would like, but we continue to grow and we appreciate your support in regards to that endeavor. And we thank you for your patronage on those platforms. Join up now as a member, subscriber, and see what it's all about. We appreciate it. We're not funded by millionaires and billionaires, and I think the intel we talk about on there is fascinating, and it's definitely worth the money. I think that's what we're being told, so I'm not just bloviating. So hang in there, folks. I know it's a tough time for a lot of people, and it can tend to be dark, but I survived some dark times when I was going against the feds. I mean, really grim times. It's a good time to reflect. Keep your head in the game. Don't quit no matter what you do. Don't quit. You think things are bad? Sometimes there's a solution within your reach, and when you quit, you're going to miss that solution. It could be a fantastic solution, fantastic opportunities. No one said it was going to be easy out here. Except the media. Everything you see in the media, I talked about it yesterday, Pain in the Morning. Everything you see in the media talks about how successful you're going to be and everybody's going to be rich and everybody's going to be famous. That's not life. That's great when you're growing up and you see that stuff. I guess you think that, but life can be hard. And while some people don't do hard well, you can survive these things and come out stronger on the other end. So keep your chin up, folks, and take care of yourself, and God bless you. We'll see you later today.
Water glass full of whiskey, women that I never knew. Lord, the things I've seen and done, most of which I'd be ashamed to tell. I don't know how it started, that's what makes a man, I guess. Now I'm holding on to nothing, trying to forget. Sad parts, but I guess I threw the best parts away. Lord, away, away. Playing the bars, playing like a star. Anything to get a name. Carrying on, living on song. My friends wrote for me to sing. I'm looking back on my life, see if I can find the pieces. Bad parts, found all the sad parts, but I guess I threw the best parts away. All the pieces of my life. Everywhere, everywhere, and the one I miss most of all is you, and you know, looking back all my life, Lord, see if I find the pieces. Looking back on my life today, to see if I can find the pieces. Looking back on my life, God help me find the pieces.